We started the short week with birthday celebrations for Jane and Mick adding this thoughtful personal touch.
I got some beautiful flowers.
That's right, the flowers. Yes.
Oh, you had nothing to do with it.
Yes, one of my favourite flowers, Mick.
Chameleons. Carnations.
Yeah.
I love peonies and there's some in there.
Dandelions.
Our show faves sent in messages, including this huge get from Hamish Blake's contacts book.
Hey, what's going on? This is celebrity musician Dave Grohl. Just want to give a shout out to my favourite girl, Jane Kennedy. Happy birthday. Sorry, that's just a couple of baby girls yelling in the background. They're great kids, but they don't understand what if I'm not jamming, I'm doing happy birthday messages for chicks that I did.
And Dave didn't stop there, making a call later into the show.
Ever since I was a young boy in Warren, Ohio, son of teacher Virginia Jean, me Hanlon, and news writer Jane Harper Grohl, I've been dreaming of knowing a woman like you.
Dave, I'm sure in your past you've met a friend of mine, Hamish Blake.
Quick, flip to his Wikipedia page.
Eric Watts had the tough task of following on afterwards.
Even if I was coming on after a Dave Grohl impersonator, it would still be a huge step down. We're the inception of disappointment now.
Dr. Chris Brown had also pulled some strings with his connections.
Your birthday message from the Silverback Canyoni. He misses you greatly. This is his foreplay.
I beg your pardon.
He's luring you in now. He's just leading up to the big finish here.
Is that the big finish? Now, if that is a real Silverback...
That was not Hamish Blake. Admittedly, I did steal that audio off a BBC documentary.
But oh, my God, I knew it.
An all-new Big Brother returned to our screens.
The voice now of Big Brother. We were so familiar with it when it was on 10 years ago.
Give them a high five. I won't accept a weak slap.
We need a Big Brother on this show, don't you think?
This is Big Brother. Jane, happy birthday. You only turned 60 once.
Thank your pardon. Wow. That is a rubbish.
I'll have a word in the break.
Jane revealed the song that stuck in her head.
Just lately. It's Del Braithwaite's new song. I've been writing love songs. It's great.
That song doesn't even get stuck in Daryl Braithwaite's head.
Dave O'Neill joined us.
Yeah, I get Mambo number 5 stuck in my head. Here we go.
Mick had some big news out of...
Where do the Danish come from?
Denmark.
All right, from Denmark.
God.
So the Danish scientists have created a robot that can take your COVID swab. Have a listen.
Okay, nice and wide. Just be a jiffy. Exterminate.
Well, I'm not going to let it check my prostate.
This song whisperer guest from Kola Werner...
I think it's Nickelback Rockstar.
...set off this somewhat bizarre discussion.
You have an accent. Where is it from?
South African.
I love a man with a South African accent.
Is it South African?
Let me tell you.
It gets a little Indian at times.
I love it.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
We're not like Bill or like Pete over here.
Well, it's like Mickey.
There was Werner Kempora. He was the guy from Hogan's Heroes. That was Colonel Klink, I think, from MMA.
I don't think we do that. He was German.
The actor's name was Werner. No, you're talking about is Werner a common name?
Historian.
And the actor from Hogan's Heroes.
Get all huffy.
Who played Colonel Klink.
Tom Gleason's maintaining the Aussie spirit during the pandemic.
You're still working from home, so you did a yard chat. Is that correct?
Yes, you know, I could just do hard chat. And I could do it over a satellite like, you know, normal. But I just can't be asked.
But the topic that got everyone fired up this week.
Barbecue shape, is it a biscuit or is it a chip?
It's a chip.
What's a crouton? What's a crust?
What about a cracker?
That's a chip.
It's not
How
a chip.
How dare you?
A cracker's a chip.
Do you think the wrinkles are good?
Chip. They're not wrinkles. Crinkle cut.
Crinkle.
Who's buying water crackers?
I buy water crackers. I put them on my Saturday's Platter Day.
Saturday's Platter Day. Out come the water crackers.
And the only way to settle the great biscuit or chip debate was to hit the phones.
Leanne.
Well, there's only two things that are chips, and that is corn chips and potato chips. Everything else is a biscuit.
Sweet potato. You can get those.
What?
Chips.
If they're in a packet. Dangerous. You are totally wrong when it comes
Leanne,
to biscuits.
You've got to blow a foof of valve. Bernie, what do you got?
Now, a chip is hot, a crisp is a chip,
yes.
A biscuit is sweet.
Thank you.
And a chip is a cracker.
Oh, my God.
Somebody
you studied this at university.
Well done,
that's not
Bert.
Bad.
All right, you're a bit of that.